From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Tuesday, July 2nd. Chico residents will now have a place to cool off during this round of triple-digit temperatures. Yesterday, the local nonprofit Safe Space opened a cooling center, which will run through July 13th. It's at Faith Lutheran Church on East 1st Avenue and is open to the public daily from 2 to 8 in the evening. The city of Chico has an agreement to provide funding to Safe Space for emergency weather sheltering, but it expires later this month. The city has requested applications for a new partner to provide the services, but did not respond to requests for comment about any developments. And PG&E may shut off power today in parts of the North State. On its website, PG&E says it's likely to call a public safety power shutoff due to high fire risk. Dry, windy weather is forecast throughout the Sacramento Valley, with winds from 30 to 40 miles per hour, and temperatures reaching over 110 degrees in some places. PG&E says the PSPS will likely affect some customers in northern Butte, Colusa, Glenn, Lake, Shasta, and Tehama counties. And fires have already been extremely active across the North State this year. Officials are warning residents of the importance of creating defensible space around their homes. Dan Collins is a public information officer for CAL FIRE. He told NSPR that clearing a buffer zone between a home and surrounding vegetation can help prevent the spread of wildfire.
One thing we really like to stress to our residents up here in Butte County is to get your yard work done before 10 in the morning when the temperatures are cooler and the relative humidities are higher.
Collins said residents should also watch for stray sparks made by power tools.
Just being cognizant and aware of your surroundings, and most importantly, getting all of your outdoor work done when it's cooler and the relative humidities are higher to avoid perhaps starting a fire.
Butte County recommends residents remove any dead brush on properties, trim trees regularly to keep branches a minimum of 10 feet from other trees, and remove any brush or vegetation from under decks or patios. And hundreds of people attending a gathering for the Rainbow Family of Living Light are being ordered to leave their unauthorized campsite in Plumas County. NSPR's Alex Stetson reports this is the second time the U.S. Forest Service has attempted to stop the gathering.
The counterculture group has been gathering in a different national forest each year around this time since the 70s, according to the U.S. Forest Service. The event can attract thousands of people. The Forest Service reports the group did not request the proper permit to use the land for the gathering in Plumas National Forest. Around 500 people first set up camp at the Indian Creek Headwaters area, which was later closed by the Forest Service. They were given 48 hours to leave. But now the group is trying to move the gathering to a different part of the forest, this time just north of the community of Beckworth. More than 400 people are at the new site, with around 80 still at the first site. Forest Service officials say they are in discussion with the Rainbow Family about getting the proper permits, but until then, the gathering is unauthorized. The group had initially told the Forest Service it has no leader, and thus nobody could represent the group to apply for the proper permit. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
If you are hoping to go fishing this 4th of July weekend but don't have a license, you're in luck. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife is offering two free fishing days this summer, this Saturday, July 6th and August 31st. These are days when residents can fish without purchasing a sport fishing license. All other fishing regulations are still in effect. Those include bag and size limits, gear restrictions, report card requirements, fishing hours, and stream closures. Residents should know the rules and regulations before going out. Finally, Plumas County's civil grand jury raised concerns about the well-being of the county's children in its latest annual report. NSPR's Ken Duvall has the details.
In their report, issued last month, jurors identified problems with Plumas County's Child Protective Services Division, or CPS. That division is charged with protecting and supporting children who have been or might be abused or neglected. According to reporting by the Plumas Sun, the jury cited several areas of concern. First, it said CPS hasn't consistently shared information with other agencies that need it, for example, the Sheriff's Department. Jurors also found CPS hasn't incorporated a state-mandated abuse reporting process and that documentation is out of date and deficient. Finally, they noted the division was a year late implementing required meetings to delineate the responsibilities of different agencies. The report recommends that the county chief administrative officer takes measures to improve oversight of Plumas County Social Services Department to assure adequate supervision, compliance, and accountability by the end of the year. For NSPR News, I'm Ken DeVall.
And those are your headlines for Tuesday, July 2nd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Norgrove.